بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عارف بالله حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور الله مرقده ومزدعه وجعل الجنة مثواه کا عارفانہ کلام جس کا مضمون ہے جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی، جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی. پیش خدمت ہے، قبل اس کے کہ میں یہ نظم سناؤں، حضرت والا کا ایک مشہور شعر ہے، نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں، نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں سنت کے راستے، نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں سنت کے راستے، اور اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں، نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے، اور اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. دوستو درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی. دوستو درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی. حامل درد اہل نسبت کو، حامل درد اہل نسبت کو خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی. خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی، شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی. کیا کہا؟ شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی، پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی. شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی، پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. اگلے شعر میں درس عظیم ہے، توجہ چاہوں گا. فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے، فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے، پھر تیرا ہو گر چلا خانی. پھر تیرا ہو گر چلا خانی، فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے، فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے. کیا کرامت؟ کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. مست رکھتی ہے سارے عالم سے، مست رکھتی ہے سارے عالم سے، دل میں لذتِ دردِ پنہانی. دل میں لذتِ دردِ پنہانی، کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں. کیا کہا؟ کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں، کیا حلاوت دعوت ہے اس کے جینے میں جس کو ملتا ہے جام عرفانی، جس کو ملتا ہے جام عرفانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. حضرت والا اپنے دل کا حال بیان کرتے ہیں، میر میرے دل شکستا میں، میر میرے دل شکستا میں، جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی، جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی، رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا، رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا، کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. رشک کرتے ہیں اہل ساحل سب، رشک کرتے ہیں اہل ساحل سب، دیکھ کر موج دل کی طغیانی، دیکھ کر موج دل کی طغیانی، رند پاتا ہے خان قاہوں سے، رند پاتا ہے خان قاہوں سے. کیا پتا ہے رند کے معنی کیا ہے؟ حضرت والا کی زبان میں وہ آدمی جو گتر میں پڑا ہوا ہے. رند پاتا ہے خان کہوں سے، اپنے ایمان میں کیسے احسانی، رند پاتا ہے خان کہوں سے، اپنے دل اپنے ایمان میں کیسے احسانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. درد دل کیسے ملتا ہے؟ ویسا ہی نہیں ملا کرتا. سنیے حضرت والا کیا کہتے ہیں، جب ملا درد، جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے، جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے، جب مل گیا تو کیا ہوا؟ کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی، کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی، کہاں سے ملے گا؟ صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے، دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے، دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی. دوستو درد دل کی دولت کو، دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ رب العالمین، والصلاة والسلام على سیدنا محمد وعلى آله واصحابه وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. The reality, these ash'ar and these poems of our Dada Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali are bayans on their own, bayans directly from his heart. which he had written. And you find the effect of them also in this poem that mentions Jamu Mina ki hai farwani, that there is plenty of goblets and wine which are being served of the love of and the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jis pe hota hai fazl rahmani tar karta hai kar shaitani. Hazrat says that person upon whom is the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is Rahman, that person who will come into the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will leave out those actions which are inspired to him by shaitan. He will leave them out. But now he's coming to the fazl, the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our beloved Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib Salaam Barakatuh explains that fazl means that Allah Ta'ala is granting and Allah Ta'ala is distributing free of charge. Whoever wants come and take. Or do you say in South African tarjuma, bansela. Allah Ta'ala is giving free of charge without being mustahiq and deserving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is distributing to the makhluk. They take how much you want. And once a person will begin to open his heart and take from the correct avenue, then for that person to leave out those evil actions of shaitan will become very easy for him. Thereafter, Hazrat says, Dosto, dard dil ki daulat ko dil mein paate hai sirf Rabbani. That, oh my friends, this wealth of the heart, the wealth of the heart of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only those will hand themselves over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become Rabbani. They become Allah wala. They will become recipients of the love and the pain of the love of the heart of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حامل درد اهل نسبت کو خل کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی. And that person who will carry in his heart this pain of the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a pain in the heart. As we heard after Asr Salah also, that how many a love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's restless. That when will the time of mulaqat will come, that way I can make mushahada and see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The bayan after Asr Hazrat was saying also, that there was a certain person in Darul Umdiyubil, and he was the gatekeeper, but always biqarar, restless, in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had penetrated his heart, sometime at this gate, sometime at that gate, and singing ash'ar and putting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, where will I find you? When can I see you? Imagine the love of that person now, a person loves someone but cannot see that person. He heard about that person, his qualities, his sifat, his attributes. He wants to see, but he cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his worldly life. But that nisbat and the connection he has to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is carrying this in his heart. And the khalq and the creation will say this person is a real lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh Kamil says, jo hai mustaghni paayega kaise zille rahmani. Thereafter Hazrat says that if you really want this, you will have to make a connection with the Shaykh Kamil, with a Shaykh who is perfect and complete, that will hold your hand and take you to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who will be mustaghni, independent. I don't need a Shaykh. I can do it on my own. I can open the internet and I can read different articles and I can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to where one ustaz will say that when he comes to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the muhaddithin, kabhi unka computer nahi down nahi hota hai. Their computers don't go down ever. The computers are always on and connected, they're online to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the computer of this world has no love of Allah ta'ala in the computer. It's only spewing out information. So that person now who will be mustaghni, will be independent of any Shaykh Kamil, and is looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will that person find the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at Arsh of the Day of Qiyamah? Or in this world, how he will live his life in the shade of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Shaykh will show him. These avenues that you're thinking are correct are really incorrect that you are going towards. He will show him the correct way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh who is Kamil, who has the sunnah in his life, he has the Shaykh above him, he has the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the contrary, Hazrat says, Fisq karta hai dur manzil se peer tera ho ghar se la khani. That those fisq and those disobediences that you will get involved in, those sins that you will have in your life, will only push you away from the station which you will reach near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where you will get to? But the sin you will have in your life will push you away, take you further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more further away you will become from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more parishani, the more restlessness in your life. Person is looking here, he's looking there. Because of the sins in his life, sometimes it's just one. Or Hazrat explains, sometimes a person is in perfect health. But just one artery is clogged. It's just blocked a bit. Because of that, now everything is being affected. Person has a beautiful new, brand new car. There's some air, some wind in the petrol pump, in one of the tubes. The car is fine, the wheels are all up to date, but the car is not moving, not starting. Just a bit of tuning it needs. Just say it to a mechanic and you clear the air from the certain vent, whatever it may be, and the car now will move at full speed. How many a person now for years is trying on his own to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but one fisk, one sin, just blocking his connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all he needs is just a sheikh to tell him. It is so easy for you to get over this. It's not difficult. Whatever other says that fisk and the disobedience you will have in your life will take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though your sheikh may be, there's no second to him. He's the best sheikh in the world. But you don't want to make your contact with your sheikh. So he's a murshid ki hai, karamat hai, koi rumi hai, koi khaqani. This is the karamat and the miracle of the face of a murshid, of a sheikh, when he will open his heart to you. But that explains sometime that the murid, and the person that intends the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he falls in love with the sheikh. And he wants to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when the sheikh will see in him that amount of irada, because he's a real murid, when he has so much of love, so much of shauq and desire and yearning, that the sheikh can see in the bayan also the way he's sitting, the way he's listening, the way he makes ta'alluq and contact. He said, one is now the murid becomes in love and he becomes mad over his sheikh. He said, now the sheikh will open his heart and become mad over the murid. That now I will give you. I can see the yearning in your eyes. I can see the yearning in your speech, the yearning in your heart. Now the sheikh will open that face from his heart, that anwar, that muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is full in his heart, and then he will distribute. And somebody will thereafter become some rumi. Alama rumi rahmatullah alayh. Person become a rumi, a khaqani. Become a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mas rakti hai sare alam se dil mein lazzat hai dard hai pinhani. The other Hazrat says that in my heart, in the heart, that enjoyment of the secret pain of the heart of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a person oblivious of the entire world. Whatever can happen around him, he can be reading all the newspapers, reports are coming out, and everything is happening around him. But he is now oblivious because he is in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the secret affair he has at night with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that communion he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it makes him unaware of everything happening around him. That is in the sense that now he becomes totally ghafil, doesn't make dua for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, but because of his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a person at one time that used to go much out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his shop also was very, very quiet shop. But in those days he was giving 10 days a month in the path of Allah. But somebody asked him, how do you afford to go every month? He said, main chori karta hu. Say, I steal. He said, where do you steal from? He said, when you are all asleep, that time I get up and I steal from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, I forget everything around me. And I connect myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I take from the khazana and treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like this, the person would go out. Kya halawat hai uske jeene mein, jisko milta hai jaane arifani. Hazrat says from his own experience also, that what sweetness there is in life, in that person's life, the person who gets that goblet of the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it's handed over to him, and he was yearning for it, and now it's full to the brim, and now he's handed my drink of my muhabbat and my love, he says, what sweetness in that person's life. Nowadays people are looking for the sweetness of life in different avenues, in different types of substance abuse, and different types of illicit relationships. Others say that a person now is involved in all these things and he thinks he has his enjoyment in there. Before he knows it, now his own son caught up with him, he wants to kill the father. Then how dare you do a thing like this to my mother? But he thinks now there's fun in life, there's halawa, there's enjoyment. But in reality, the taste buds of his heart have become spoiled. A person is sitting in hospital, and in addition to him, la is hot biryani. But he says, I don't feel like eating it. There's no taste to my tongue. Not there's something wrong with the food, there's something wrong with you. A person cannot find in his life that inclination, that love, that halawat of iman, to strive, to persevere, and reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is the correct avenue where we've come into. They come into the ICU, or that hospital where these goblets of the love of Allah ta'ala are being distributed. Mir mere dil shikasta me jamu meena ki hai farwani. Others say that, oh sir, in this broken heart of mine, you will find plenty of goblets of the wine of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, as we hear from our Kaaber, we say, if you know, find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person has really broken the command of Allah, and is really feeling bad about it, he's sitting down, that I was really trying, my salah was trying, but then to I miss my fajr namaz with jamaat. That the certain relationship I had with this girl, and I deleted the number, but then I went back onto it. And now he's really feeling down, his heart is broken. Say, Allah, how this happened? Say, that is a broken heart. He's crying now in the love of Allah, Allah, how this happened? This connection with you broke. And when the connection will break now, the person has some connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person now, if really, when the heart is broken, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person his true love and muhabbat. Rang dekho to wazm-e arif ka, kaisi masti hai, kaisi jawlani. Hazrat says that rang dekho, look at the colors. Look at the colors in the gathering of that arif, of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, in his gathering different colors. Like a beautiful garden with his roses and his different types of flowers, etc. Each one giving off different fragrance and smell and color. Look in that gathering of that arif, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he's produced. What effort he's made and is handed over to those around him. Kaisi masti hai, how they enjoying it, what masti there is. That they're oblivious, they're enjoying themselves. The environment is such also like how, as it explains in a turban, that a person now is serving the drinks around to his friend. And they're socializing, and they're drinking, and how, in their style, in their way, they greet one another, and they're enjoying themselves, etc. You see, this you will find, this type of love and muhabbat connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the different colors of love, and the gatherings of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rash karte hai ahle sahil sab, dekar moje dil ki tughyani. Hazrat says thereafter, that those people on the sahil, on the shore, they are looking at that person now who is drowning, his heart is drowning in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're looking at him, and they are on the shore, that person is so called in the ocean, and he is drowning. But they are actually envying that person. They are jealousy over him. But when he comes to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those are looking from outside. They are seeing those inside how they are drowning, their hearts are drowning in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are envying that person. But how is he enjoying himself? Look at the enjoyment he's getting now in the company of his sheikh, in the company of the Ahlullah. Rind paata hai khanqaho se apne imam kefe ihsani. And that the rind, Hazrat explained that the rind is that person who is in the gutter. It's far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His connection has been cut off completely. To understand connection being cut off, Hazrat explains to us also, that one is a person that is staying in a city. And every day he has lights, electricity. The lights are burning in his home. He understands, he enjoys the brightness of the light. And one is a person staying now in a settlement outside the city or town. He has no lights. So whether the lights go off or on in the city, doesn't matter to him. He doesn't have lights, he makes somebody carry his own. There's no parishani to him. He doesn't have a candle for the night, he'll sleep like that. He doesn't have the connection to the powerhouse. But that person in the city, that is enjoying that light, the electricity, once it trips, we know what happens, inna lillahi, there's no light. The housewife, the fridge, the freezer, what will happen? The connection has been cut off, this parishani already. Recently we had load shedding. People are buying different devices now to keep the electricity going. Emergency supply. In the same way, when it comes to a person whose connection has been cut off from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is down and out. He says, Rin paata hai, khanqa ho, that type of a person whose connection has been cut out, is far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will find in these khanqas, he will find in these places where Allah ta'ala's muhabbat is being distributed, he will find the kefe ihsani. He will find the quality of ihsan and closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his iman. When he says, kefe iman ihsani, what is ihsan? We are commonly in the hadith sharif, man ihsan, an ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarahu, that a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if he can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he cannot even envisage this or perceive this, then remember Allah ta'ala is still looking at you. What do Muhaddithin explain? When we say a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if he can see Allah, what does it mean? It means that if a person could really see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how would he perform his salah? With what love? When he comes to his nikah, when he comes to tijarat and business and ziraat and Quran and dhikr and tilawat, if he could see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now, the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how would he carry himself out? This is sifat ihsani. But people like this that are far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his khanqas of a sheikh, they will find the sifat ihsani in their heart. Jab mila dard, khuni hasrat se, kya kahu uska zoqe imani. Hazrat say that person, through the khuni hasrat, that he burnt his heart. He burnt his heart, he sacrificed his desires. He put the dagger of taqwa on his heart when he really wanted to do the haram. But he held back for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by poking his heart with the dagger of taqwa, that dard and pain that came in the heart, Hazrat said, kya kahu? What can I tell you? That pain that will come, the person knows now. He was driving down the road and he saw from the corner of his eye that he could have looked at something haram, but he put his eyes straight. He said, Allah, I'll do it only for you. It's only between you and me. Hazrat Wala says, under Tafsir wal Asri, etc., Imam Shafi rahmatullahi should say that a person should have in his life at least one so secret amal in his life, which is only between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we say he can use as a spare wheel on the day of Qiyamah. But yalla, even my wife doesn't know about this. It's only between you and me. That moment of time I could have done this haram, but yalla, I lowered my gaze with a pain in my heart. I could have done it. I could have looked. I could have made some contact. But I did it only for you, and I know the pain in my heart. So I say, kya ka, what should I tell you? The zawq and the sweetness and the taste of the person's iman. How that iman will increase. Sohbat ahli dil ki barakat se, dil mein akhtar hai, kisi tabani. Finally, Hazrat says that through the companionship, the khulasa and the crux of all of this, for us to get this type of life of sweetness, of iman, of ihsan, of becoming Allah walas, Hazrat says, sohbat ahli dil ki barakat se, through the barakat and the blessings of staying in the company of those people who have real hearts. They have real hearts that are pumping with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By staying with them, dil me, in my heart wa akhtar, what kind of nur and iman and light Allah ta'ala has given you. That light now that becomes a nur for a person in this world, in the qabr and the akhirat also. Just by staying with them, Hazrat Wala say, like how we find that a person takes a glass bottle as it is dead. The water in that bottle is dead also. He puts it in a fridge or a freezer that has no life. But just with a sohbat and connection, that cold freezer that has no life, make that water of that bottle also cool. Imagine those ahl-e-dil like al-Hadrat Wala that has a real heart. When you will come close and open our hearts, we can imagine now what effect will come on a person's heart. That automatically now that nur will come into a person's heart, thereafter for the rest of his life, he can perceive what is right from wrong. His life will become a life of halawat and zawq. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah.